So here we are, small church in the small city of Salem, Massachusetts, and I'm the pastor, and we live in a town with a lot of witches and with a Halloween that lasts for 31 days. So people want to know what we do here in Salem, Massachusetts during the month of October. Well, I'm going to give you a little reason for why we do what we do and how we think, as well as tell you the things that we do. So I'm going to go backwards. Instead of telling you what we do first, I'm going to tell you how we think and why we do it. The city of Salem has 500,000 visitors who come in the month of October alone, 1 million during the year. We meet in a little old bank building right on Essex Street. Most of those 500,000 visitors in the month of October will pass our front doors. And we feel somewhat responsible for being good neighbors to those visitors who come by and being a good example to the city of Salem. So, being in this location, we figure we are greeters and we are responsible for setting a tone that makes people feel welcome and feel this is a city that they want to return to again. For that reason, we are very involved in the October haunted happenings season and the Halloween events that occur. And we feel that it's a fantastic time not only to share goodwill, but also perhaps even share our faith in a non-confrontational and gentle manner. Christianity has had somewhat of a bad rap in the eyes of a lot of people over the last, well, certainly the time that I've been a pastor, which is now 25 years. And even today in the newspaper, there are scandals very large looming over our nation having to do with famous preachers. So we feel that if we can do just a little bit here in our city to change that concern for a loss of valuable Christian spirituality, then we'll do the best we can. That causes us to think a little bit differently about Halloween. Halloween, to me, is just like any other day, except one thing better. It's a whole lot more fun. People get to dress up, and they may dress up in some crazy outfits, and maybe even some ugly outfits, and they may behave a little wildly, but they're probably behaving wildly other times during the year as well. So this day in which people are having a lot of fun, why can't I join in? Why can't we join in as a church and maybe help people to enjoy it, perhaps in a safer manner? This is what we hope to do. And over the last 11 years, this will be our 12th October of providing events here in the city of Salem. Here are the things that we've done. We provide the city's largest outdoor stage, and it runs for 4 weekends, live music. We do that because if you have large crowds of people and they don't have anything to do, well, they find something to do, and it's usually not a good thing. And we figured if we could provide a stage with live music, we would help the city give those people something to do. So we've provided that ourselves at our cost for the last 11 years, and people enjoy our music. Now, in order to make the party a better party, we know that it's a little bit cold outside, so we also provide free hot cocoa. Nothing like some live music and free hot cocoa to cause people to stop and stay for a little while and feel as though they've been welcomed into the city. Some years we give away as many as 10,000 free cups of hot cocoa, and we seek to warm their bellies and warm their hands and warm their lips and hopefully warm their hearts. Along with this, we also provide free spiritual counseling for as many people who would like it. We don't pass out tracts, and we don't have big placards and signs saying you need to repent or you're going to go to hell. Some people do that, but we don't know if that's necessarily the best way to tell people that God loves them. So we provide free spiritual counseling. That comes in a variety of ways. Some of the most popular ones have been these. We offer free dream interpretation. We thought if Daniel can do it in the Old Testament, and if Joseph could do it, well, why can't we? If God spoke to Nebuchadnezzar in his dreams. Why can't he speak to people today? And so we offer dream interpretation in a biblical motif. That's our background. In a biblical manner, we provide free dream interpretation. We also have people who dress up as monks. Now, we don't have real monks, but they dress up as monks and they offer a confessional booth. But it's not what you think. Instead of allowing people to confess their sins, we confess the sins of the church. And we know that a lot of people have been offended by things that have happened through church history. And as I mentioned, even today in the newspaper, there are things that are very offending to people. And they think that Christianity has lost its place in the world. Well, we just want to offer an apology for any manner in which people have been offended. And we have seen people melt before that. So thankful that somebody has finally voiced the things that they've been concerned about and has spoken to their fears, to their hurts. Our same monks will wander the streets and offer free blessings. And it's amazing how many people would enjoy a free blessing. And so each year our monks will stop and pray and bless people, pray for and bless people in the streets. It's a very amazing thing to see. Along with these spiritual counseling items, we also offer social justice education. And so for the last few years, another church, a local church from the area, has provided an event called Death by Chocolate that deals with the slave trade in the cocoa fields in Africa. That's something we feel passionately about, and so passionately that we have begun to serve fair trade hot cocoa, significantly more expensive than the stuff you might buy off the shelves at Costco. But it's important to us, and it's a part of the education of our culture, and something that we seek to do during the month of October. Along with these events, we also provide a Children's Day here for the people of the city of Salem on the Common. It's the first Saturday after Columbus Day every year, and 2,000 to 3,000 people come. Free entertainment and costume contests with prizes for three different age groups, food and rides for the kids. We took it over from the Haunted Happenings Committee about 7 years ago, and we've been running it ourselves with the help of Domino's Pizza for the last 7 years now. And it's something that gives us an opportunity to give back to the city of Salem and let them know that we care for them and care for their kids. These are some of the things that we do during the month of October. It's just a few of them, but it's a way that we get involved, and we believe that it is our responsibility to be good hosts and to do the best we can with the day that, quite frankly, we've learned to love. So, if you're wondering what a church does in the month of October in a place like Salem, Massachusetts, that's what we do. And we'd love to have you join us. Perhaps you'd like to come some year and serve alongside of us. We have as many as 150 volunteers who come to help do what we do. And if you'd like to be a part of it, we can show you how. Of course, all of this does come with some cost, and it's a small church. We don't cover that cost very easily. But we do rely on and are quite thankful for the friends who have been a part of giving and helping make these things happen. It's another way you can get involved if you'd like to. So, please, join us some October. Visit us here, Salem, Massachusetts. We're at 217 Essex Street. And I am Pastor Phil Wyman from The Gathering. We would love to see you. God bless. Thanks for listening.